must be the shortest psalm in the Psalter, with all of 2 verses, and we're going to read as a kind of companion piece a passage in Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 15, where Paul, in fact, quotes this psalm. We read, first of all, the 2 verses of the psalm, and then in Romans chapter 15. Psalm 117, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now let's read in Romans chapter 15. We read from the beginning of the chapter, although the quotation from the psalm is as far on as verse 11. Romans chapter 15, We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification, for even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. That's a reference to the Jewish people, a minister of the circumcision. And secondly, and that the Gentiles, the nations, might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, and here is our quotation from Psalm 117, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, and may God bless to us this reading from his Holy Word.